In his
okay, ready? Here we go. Is it on, Seth? Okay. Excellent. Okay, Gavaldik, welcome everybody. What we're going to be talking about hopefully tonight in the time we have remaining. What? Oh, you need a sheet?
Is it 2 pages?
No, it's meaning I made it into one, so this is like the the original copy.
This is the OG?
You should frame it.
No, this is the OG.
That was attempt one.
I should made it bigger, right?
Okay.
Monday. Okay,
no.
let's sit down and learn. Okay, so what I want to discuss in this week's shir is Gadol Omer Ogavav. What's Gadol Omer Ogavav? So if we remember from the Mishnah, going back or forward, depending on where we are, and Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis to Chav Gim Amid Aleph, the Mishnah says Hakol Kishirin Lichto Besaget. Everybody's kosher to write the get. Afilu Chere Shotev Katan. Even a Chere Shotev Katan. Right. Haisha everything okay?
He said the R word already.
Okay, yeah.
Haisha Kosevis. Haisha Kosevis as Gita. A woman's allowed to write her own get. Ba'ish Kosevis Shovro. And a man's allowed to write a Shovro. She'ain Kima get Ella Bechosamav. Because Kima get is only accomplished via the Chasimah Se'idim. Okay, great. So Gemara has an obvious question, right? We just said that a Chere Shotev Katan is allowed to write a get. How could it be that a chayr shotev katan is allowed to write a get? Says Gemara, "Vala b'nei deinu, don't they not have any das? Aren't they lacking the sufficient knowledge in order to write a get? The writing a get's a complicated endeavor, correct? Okay. So what does Gemara answer? I'm Ravuna v'husheya gadol omid al gavav. Oh, you know how a chayr shotev katan is allowed to write a get? You know how we're master that? There's a katan. There's a gadol omid al gavav. There is a translate that for me? Gadol Omer Ogavav? There's a guy watching over him. Whatever that means. Okay, obviously I hope that set, alarms off in our head as to like, what in God's name, like how does that work? Gadol Omer Ogavav. Okay, we'll get to it in a minute. Amalei Rav Nachman, Elameyata, if that's true, of the Kochavim, Yisrael Omer Ogavav, Hachanami the Kasher. So if that's true that Gadol Omer Ogavav is this, secret remedy for people who are labnei de'a, the people who do not have the proper knowledge in order to write a get, so too we should allow the Gadol Omer Ogavav in order to effect and, matir a guy for writing a get. Says the Gemara, no. And doesn't it say that then Ovi Chavin is not allowed to write a get? So you can't even reason from there that it should be mutter because you have an explicit braisa that says contrary. So it says the Gemara, Ovdi Kochavim Dait Nafshe Yavid. No. In Ovi Kochavim, the way that he works and the way that he operates is
on his own will,
on his own volition. Okay, so what we need to really understand is a couple things. Number one, we have to understand what is Gadol Omer Ogavav, what does that mean, and how does that help? What is the lack of the get, that the Chayr Tzitzot of a Katan, what is La B'nei Deinu, therefore what? Like, why should it affect anything? So that goes even before that. How does Gadol Omer Ogavav help it? In addition, what is this problem with the non-Jew? What is the Ovid Kochavim Dait Nafshei of it? Exactly how does that work? Okay? So I want to get into all of that, but before we go forward on any of that stuff, what we need to really first start with is just a very, very simple question. I have a question. What type of person do you need in order to write a get? What would you have told me? A Baal Das. Okay, but also, do they need to have a relationship with the Baal?
No, they shouldn't.
He's a Shaykh Baal.
Oh, okay. Seth wants to, maybe it should be the Sheikh of a Baal. Do you have any rise in the Gemaras that say that way?
Yeah, so well, sometimes you help people to write a gift and give it to my wife.
Right, so all those times those are dealing with Shluchim, right? That there's a Shliach to write a get, right? We have various Gemaras that seem to indicate that would be the case. And that is good. And why is that a problem with the Gemara we just read?
No.
I certainly hope so, that it is, right? Why? Because what do we just say? Chere Shotev Katan.
Can't be
Shluchim. Okay, what about... Okay, and even further than that. Even you want to tell me, okay, Chere Shotev Katan. Maybe theoretically they're not so mufka because if they, Chere Shotev, let's say a Chere became healed and cured, so then maybe they would be, but...
But
what about... What's the next part of the Gemara?
Chere
Shotev
cannot be a Shliach.
An Obi Kochavim. What about a non-Jew? What about a non-Jew?
Right.
So okay, so this is the kasha that the Ron asks. The Ron asks this kasha, as Seth alluded to. V'im Tomar, v'chi godel omid agav in my havei. So who cares that there's a godel omid agav? How should I help the situation? Nihi desagi b'lishma. Yeah, maybe you could help with like elements of lishma. You could teach them how to write it lishma. Mikol makom la b'nei shlichos dino. These people are not b'nei shlichos. Uveget shlichos ba'inan. We need a get. We need shlichos ba'inan to write a get. Midam marinan. Veresh perik a get. V'kasav rachmana. V'kasav ho. Hu hava minan lemute. Hai de la. Lemute hai. De la b'yu kakasav. Lei alma iu tzarech lemichtev. O shlucho shu kamoso. Right? Don't remember that Gemara? The Gemara says as a miyut that the Gemara said, oh, I would think that the Baal themselves has to write it. And the Gemara says, no, the Baal doesn't really have to write it. Rather, either the Baal or the Shliach, meaning implying what are our two options for Ksivas Haget? The Baal or the Shliach. Says the Ron, no, just this is just the Aleph Beis. Before you go forward in the Sukkah, we have to hammer this out. Yesh Lomer, the Chol Hani, Lav Davkim Shem Shlichos. No. Tzvi's contention was right initially that you don't really need shlichos. El mishum to be in the Shema. No, the entire purpose of why you would appoint a shliach in order to write the get, it's not because be'etzem you need shlichos to write a get, but because without shlichos, what are you going to be lacking in? The Shema. Some random guy is going to be writing gittin on the street. So you're going to go to the local bodega that sells the I Love New York hats and, you know what I'm talking about? Those stuff like that for like really cheap. And they also have They also have get in there. So you're going to pick up a get and say, oh, Gavaldik, it has my name, it has my wife's name. I don't have to, you know. No, that wasn't written by a sofer. And therefore, wasn't written by a sofer. What is it lacking? Lishma. Sorry. And therefore, the reason for the shlichus is not be'etzem. It's not that we need shlichus because fundamentally you need shlichus, but you need shlichus in order to ensure that the get was written in lishma, and that's basically what the Ron says. Fakol shalom nichtav ketzavas habal lo mikra lishma. If you're missing the tzivoy of the baal, that's not called lishma. Vachimash rebe shchitas kachem, etc. We don't have to read the rest of the Ron. The Ron basically establishes for us just one fundamental yisod before you go forward. You don't need a shliach for ksivas haget. You know what do you need? You need to make sure it's lishma. Okay, great. Now, let's get into Gadol Omid Al Gavav. Okay? So, Rashi, on the Dait Dinafshe of it. So, I mean, there are two ways that you can analyze, Gadol Omid Al Gavav. A lot of our analysis is going to be based off of what's the problem with the guy that has his own das, right? Meaning, once you, just in terms of analysis, once you know why the non-Jew, Gadol Omid Al Gavav, doesn't work, you'll be able to understand why in the first place Gadol Omid Al Gavav does work. You hear what I'm saying? That makes sense?
Yeah.
Good, okay. Says Rashi, L'dayt Nashi Avid, right? What the non-Jew, the reason why he cannot be the sofer of the Gan is because he has his own das. D'ha Gadolu, because he is a Gadol. V'yish bo das, and he has his own knowledge. V'afa pish is a Omer lo Kain. And even though the Baal tells him you should go ahead and write the Get L'shma, right? Nevertheless, what could be the problem? Maybe, I don't know, he's a tricky, nefarious type of non-Jew. He'll have in mind somebody else's name. Aval Katan, but a Katan, right? Who is lacking in what? Das, right? He's only going to have in mind that which you tell him. Right? The Katanim are simple. They'll be able to understand exactly what you say. Okay, first Hara that I want to point out is something that Rasavich points out, and I'm not sure if others argue. The Rambam seems to argue, but we'll have to get to that at the end. But the first R that the Rav points out, that you see from Rashi very clearly, you know what would be mutter? A non-Jew who's excellent, who's a katan, excellent. You know why?
Because he doesn't have the das yet of an adult.
Exactly, fantastic, right? Meaning, what is Rashi focusing on? Ovdei kochav and dai dinavshi. Why? Because he's a gadol. What's the implication? If you're a katan, so then he could be okay. He's good to go. Yes.
The same way you can say the Akum has das of his own. So you can say like the katan doesn't have das of his own.
Right.
He still might have like a different name in his mind for who we want to write.
But that's the point. Isn't that?
Yeah. Well, so I think the way that we're understanding is whatever das that he may have, yeah. we're not machshav. I mean, there's two ways to say how we understand the lack of das of a katan. I mean, this is like a whole on this by itself. You can ask yourself when we say a katan doesn't have any knowledge, he doesn't have any das halachically speaking. Does that mean that like we just assume he actually has no thoughts going on in his mind, or he may have thoughts going on in his mind, but those really don't matter. What only matters is that what she's told, and that's what she says that he does, that he did with the tzivoy. But it's a good point. Okay. Okay, great. So now what Rashi seemingly says, and we're going to point out that Tosos seemingly agrees, is anybody want to tell me how does Katan Omid El Gavav work? Sorry, Gadol Omid El Gavav?
He's the das of the kid. He gives the das of the kid's lagging.
Okay, and therefore, but who is providing the das? Okay, but like whose das is it?
It's a katan's das.
It's a katan's das. Excellent. That's what you see.
Rashi
from
says.
Exactly. It's a katan's das. You need to teach the katan to write the right thing. If he doesn't write the right thing, that's a problem. Okay. Tosos also seemingly says something very similar. His dimion is actually quite interesting. I don't know how much time we're going to have to get into it. But Tosos says, Tamilari, he has to fall in kasha. Teperik ein mamidin ba'i Reb Yehuda miulishma v'filach yiktani yimol arami v'lomer daitanav shikavid. There's a machlokas in Mesechas of Avodah Zarah about different types of mila. Okay? Giving a bris mila. Now, bris mila also needs to be done lishma according to Reb Yehuda. It's a machlokas over there. Okay? So let's assume that bris mila also has certain requirements of lishma. Yeah, everybody with me? Okay. There's an opinion that says a non-Jew could be the moel for a bris milah. And what does the Gemara not ask there? What? Oh, right? What about the Shema? Are they lacking the Shema? Does he have like dite nafshek of it? Right? Meaning, what's going on over there? So it says Tosfos, V'omari, the had amr de la dite nafshek of it, hainu she'oses stam. Begave get stam all the Shema kai. What does Toso say? Oh, I'll tell you why. Because when it comes to Mila, why would anybody in their right mind, especially, you know, pre-circumcision being like the in thing because of health, right? I mean, like back in the day, right? Why would anybody in their right mind ever go through a circumcision? What is the implicit knowledge, the implicit intention for bris mila, right? So, of course, the non-Jew could go through with that, says Toso. But when it comes to a get, if I just tell the guy, do me a favor, write a get for, you know, Reuven and Sarah. Okay, well, does he have in mind that it should be for this Reuven and this Sarah? No, that's an additional type of das. That's an additional type of das, and because that's an additional type of das, therefore we're nervous he's not going to be able. But once again, from Tosos, the implication is who is providing the das, or who do we need to educate to provide the das? The Chayri Shote B'Katan. And with the non-Jew, that messes things up. Yes?
According to Tosfos, what would be the case of like a Muslim or something where there are no haik to do?
This is a big, it's a great question. It's a very large discussion in Mesechas, Shabbos, and Perek, Rebbelez, and Demila, and the Smachokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, about B'nai Keturah and stuff like that. But like, it's a good question. So, there may be room for something like that. But okay. Okay, so before we go on to the other opinion, which I want to talk about, we have to first go through I'll say it outside because we're pressed for time. There's a Gemara, there's a parallel Gemara, not super parallel, but at least what the Rishonim pick up on that has to do with another element of halacha, and that is, take a wild guess from the next source, chulin. So what do you do with chulin?
Eat it,
but how do you act a shlita? Act a shlita schulin, okay? Shlita schulin. And the Gemara basically says that a cheresh shote v'katan is allowed to shecht an animal, okay? As long as it says that somebody sees them, okay? That's what the Mishnah says. As long as somebody sees them. Now the question is as follows: the Gemara learns from there that there's a man de amar who holds that what shlita does not need any kavana whatsoever. Doesn't need any das. And the Gemara is like, and who is that opinion? The Gemara says, that is the opinion of, give me 1 second, I forgot all that. Amar Rava, Zosar Maris, Amos, what? Rabbi Nassan, I believe it's Rabbi Nassan. Amar Rava, Rabbi Nassan, correct. Rabbi Nassan, and how do we know? Because Rabbi Nassan holds this. Let's say I took a knife and I wanted to, like, I was playing dart practice or something like that, you know, like on the wall, and I was like throwing the knife in that direction, and then it goes ahead and it checks an animal. That could be a kosher shchita. If it was done properly, then that's not a problem. My intention was to throw it into the wall. What? What? It doesn't matter. I need kavana b'shchita. So all the Rishonim ask the following question, Tzvi, and this is a great question. What is the question that you'll ask? They say, I don't get it. How does that prove that you don't need any kavana b'shchita? Didn't the Mishnah say that there was somebody who was watching the Chayri Shorts B'Katan? If somebody's watching it, what is that similar to? Katan, right? Gadol Omid Al Gavav. Gadol Omid Al Gavav, that means somebody's providing the Das. Okay, great. So the Rashi gives three different opinions. I kind of broke it up for you on the next, I don't know actually where you guys are on your sheets, but on my sheets, it's the next page. But there are three different answers that the Rashi gives in order to understand this. The first two are a little bit more technical. They basically explain that there's a difference between Gadol Omid Al Gavav and then somebody just seeing them perform it. That's the basic distinction that they make. The Gadol Omid Al Gavav is somebody like being there in a formal capacity to ensure that the get was written in the proper way. And somebody seeing them do the Shechita is a lower level. They don't really need to provide anything. Maybe they're just there to make sure that they don't mess things up. Okay. However, the Rashba quotes from his Rebbeim something a little bit more fundamental to our discussion when it comes to Katan Gadol Omid Al Gavav. Says the Rashba in the third one. Do you see Rabbeinu Harav? Do you see that part?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Rabbeinu Harav's Altirates. Shekol davar she'efshe lasos ayidei shliach have amida al gavav. Anything that you could appoint a shliach, that's called Omid Al Gavav. Kavanasa also midin shlichas. It's a function of the shlichas. What could you do shliach for? Obviously we know. Forget. But what can you not do shlichas? Like, meaning what is there like no formal din of shlichas? For shlita. Like there's no shlichas on the shlita. You know what I'm saying? Somebody could check an animal, it's kosher or not, but there's no formal shlichas. I point you as my shlich to go. Right, let's say for example, somebody went in there and checked somebody's animal without their permission. And they shechted it properly. Is that not a good shlita? No, that is a good shlita. Right? There's no shlichas that is necessary in order to make the shlita into a good shlita. Okay, it's a good question whether mitzvah baba avera. So it gets the question whether it's a mitzvah, maybe it's just a matir. Maybe it just like allows the meat to be kosher. It's not a mitzvah to perform it that way. But this is also gets into... this gets really complicated, and there's also there's a Ramban al Torah, an awesome Ramban that seems to link up Shechitas Chulin and Shechitas Kachim, that one's an outgrowth of the other. But let's leave that aside for right now. Aval davar sheyef shalasa lidei shliach af amidas bendas al gavav lo my level lo marida b'makom chetera kavana. So when it comes to Shechitas Chulin, there's no shlichas, and therefore somebody being there is not going to help anything whatsoever. Gadol Omid Al Gavav is not going to help you by shchita unless the shchita works by itself. V'hilka chalitza shiyev shalasa lidei shliach lamani amidas bal davar agava v'ainu taima d'shota shechal shalitza pasul. And that's why there is no inyan of Gadol Omid Al Gavav when it comes to chalitza. Okay, now this part's very important, i.e. the underline. Aval get, ready? She'efshar limnos shliach l'ksivas haget, but a get, which you're able to appoint a shliach for the ksivas haget, l'chavanas ksivas shemo v'shema, in order to make sure that the get was written properly, l'shemo for the wife, for the husband, v'av zeh she'av al gav k'sheshliach hamemona lichtov u'lechavein, sorry, v'av zeh she'omid al gavav k'sheshliach hamemona lichtov u'lechavein ksivaso. What does Rashba just say?
When he stands by him, he's like a shliach.
Was done with
Kavana.
Who's Kavana? The
Baal's Kavana. Exactly. Who's Kavana? The Omid Al Gavav's Kavana. The first thing we should have done when we saw Omid Al Gavav, we need to ask ourselves the following question, the following Chakira. Okay, what are we lacking? Clearly, Lishma. Right? The get needs to be written with a certain amount of intention, a certain amount of das. Who's providing that das? So either it is the Gadol or the Katan. Rashi. And Tosfo Simi says?
The Katan.
The Katan. But the Rashba, Simi says it's the Gadol. The Gadol is providing the Das for the Katan.
Through the Ksivas again.
Meaning him being Omid Al Gavav, it would be like this. So as opposed to viewing it as a person who's writing the get, needs to be the one who provides the Lishma, I can get the Lishma from somewhere else. As long as there's somebody there providing the Lishma. Okay? Awesome. Now, we could spend time. Should we? Depending on how much.
As long as Israelis don't come out.
Okay, we can spend some time analyzing a little bit what exactly is this machlokas between them. What exactly are they arguing about? I'll give a couple of options quickly that we can go through, okay? Option number one, maybe what they're arguing about, first of all, maybe what they're arguing about is who needs to provide the lishma for a get? Does it need to be the sofer? Like the sofer is making it? Or does it need to be the baal? Is it machlokas
isn't
edim?
Isn't it related to that?
Why would you say edim mesira karsi would be what?
Edim mesira karsi needs ksiva lishma, and edim ksiva karsi needs
ksiva lishma.
No, we're talking about the ksiva lishma now. It's just who provides makes the ksiva lishma.
No, we need
the
ksiva lishma, and that's what it was.
Right. We're saying why would you need the ksiva lishma?
We're saying after Tzor B'Lazar already, who needs to provide the
lishma? The end of the Gemara answers
everything. Right. Okay, Inachai, so let's do that. So I'll think about it a little bit further. So one way to analyze the machlokas is exactly what you just said. Who needs to provide the lishma? Does it need to come from the baal or does it need to come from the sofer? Obviously, the Rashba, let's start from the Rashi, it doesn't need to come from the baal. It could come from the sofer. Or it needs to come from the sofer. According to the Rashba, says no, it could come from the baal. Okay. Another way to understand it, possibly. Is maybe everybody agrees that it needs to come from the sofer. However, the question is, can I transfer through shlichus the lishma? The Rosh would say yes. I have a lot of his sheet is predicated on the fact that there's shlichus going on there. So through the shlichus, I could extend it to. Kind of him, you know, Shluch L'Sheldim Kamoso, but I'm the one who's doing it. As opposed to Rashi, no, it needs to be the person himself. A slightly different formulation that we can maybe say is you know, when it comes to being a Baal of the Get, right? When pointing a Shliach means that you're a Baal. Right, that's why you can make a Tanai in Gittin. You can't make a Tanai in Shlita. Do you know this? It's a famous like Rav Chanan about this, that you're able. You could say that Harezu Gitesh, you know, after Lamed Yom, but you can't say that this Shlita is going to be good after 30 days. That shows that you own something. So maybe showing that you own something, does that allow you to provide lishma from somewhere else? The Rashi would say yes, and the Rashi would say. No, it needs to come from the person who's actually writing it. Okay, a couple of nafgamis of this, and I want to do very quickly the Rambam, which is awesome, which is very different, and then we'll wrap it up. Okay, a couple of nafgamis of this. Number one, the Rav points out that you have to understand that according to the Rashba, you need to reinterpret what it means that the non-Jew is no good because of adaita denafshei kavod. What did Rashi understand it as? Because he has his own das, he'll do the wrong thing, right? What does the Rashi must understand it? We don't really care about his das.
The Gabbav can't fix it.
The way everybody hear the question? If the Rashi really believes that it is the Gadol who's providing the das for the Katan, so meaning it's really the Baal who's providing the Lishma, then who cares that there's a Gadol who's a non-Jew? What's the problem with that? What does a Daita Nashik happen? So, what you have to understand is, it's not that he's going to do something wrong, but rather, when I have two competing deos, when I have two competing understand, when I have two competing lishmas going on there, so then, you know, the Baal can't overcome the second lishma. Okay? So that'd be one nafkamina. Another nafkamina. There's a machlokas between the Magen Mishnah and the Kes and the Rambam. About whether, or maybe Rashi also, about whether, let's say, a Inanju actually Taka does write the get with the tzivoy of the Baal. What's the status of the get? Simple understanding is that it's nothing, right? It's possible. According to the Magen Mishnah, and you could totally read this from the Rashi, some of the Akharim do, suffix get. It's a suffix get. Because why? Maybe he did it right. Maybe Taka had Lishma. Maybe he had Lishma. According to the Rashi, would we say such a thing? Of course he wouldn't say such a thing. Right? Of course it would be Safi Get. He would go like the Rambam. Last Afgamina, then I want to go to the Rambam very quickly. Last Afgamina is, what about an Eved? An Eved Kanani. The Rambam Paskins, that an Eved Kanani can't write a Get for anybody. Because there's a lot of Nekrisis to know. According to the Ramban, there's a Ramban, I put it on the sheet for you, and I quoted in the Chiddush Aron as well. The Ramban says that an Eved can write a get for you. What? Because he's the same din as women. So, okay, how does that work itself out? Why would an Eved be able to write a get or not write a get? So, if you say that an Eved can write a get, maybe because who's providing the Lishma?
His master.
His master, right? And he's his property, and he owns him, so he can provide the Lishma. But if you hold that what? That an Eved can't write a get, maybe it's because you think that you need the Eved himself to provide the Lishma, and he doesn't have the capacity to provide the Lishma. That'd be a last off, you know, last thing I want to say, and I'll say it in 2 minutes, okay? The Rambam, like you said before, the Rambam says something completely different. The Rambam says, an Eved, a Nachri, can't write any Gittin. Why? Because Lav B'nei Krisis Nino. It doesn't work that way. The Lav B'nei Krisis Nino. I mean, he doesn't even focus on Gadol Olmeno Gava. Meaning, according to him, I would say quite confidently, they would argue on Rashi and the Rav's Diyak that a Katan Nachri wouldn't work, right? Because Lav B'nei Krisis is in it. So what does that mean, and why should that be the case? What is the fundamental Pagam? So I thought maybe we have to go back to the beginning of the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus. What did the Rambam, right? We spoke about this once before. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus says as follows, what? They talk about the history of marriage. Kodim Matan Torah, right? You find someone in the shuk, you meet them, and then you decide that you want to be married together, you go back to your tent, and then you're married. After Matan Torah, what ends up happening? They created the institution of Kiddushin and Gerushin. What did that do to the institution of marriage? Did that create a completely new reality of how Jews get married? Or is it something which is, you know, still similar to what we had before? It just now, like, we formalized a little bit. Like, we made it a little bit more, you know, official with a document.
So you could still be Makayash with the...
What?
You could still be
Makayash with the... But you still have to... But you need Edim, and you have to say, Harei Am Mekudesh Levi B'Yazu, meaning you need a Mira. So, I mean, like, you're right. Meaning there is a way that we... It's still similar. The question is, how different did it become? That's a great point. How different did it become? So, I would argue as follows. If you hold that what, it is somewhat the same, so then we have nothing to talk about. But if you hold that after Chazal instituted this idea of that marriage is fundamentally changed post-Matan Torah, maybe the only people who could actually understand and appreciate that are, people are, B'nai Krisos. Right? Only B'nai Krisos. Achere Shotev Akatan. Even if they don't technically have the ability for marriage, theoretically, can they? Are they outside, you know, the Jewish people that if they became better, if they became a gadol, that they wouldn't be able to? Of course they can. But a non-Jew is fundamentally lav b'nei krisos. And if they're lav b'nei krisos, then they're not shayach to the parts of lishma in the first place. And maybe that's why the Rambam is saying fundamentally that we would not allow a non-Jew to write a get. Even b'dieved it wouldn't work, and they don't get. And same thing with an Eved. An Eved is, you know, somewhere, he's chayv and mitzvah somewhat, but can they get married? No, they can't get married. So if they can't get married, so then they're also mufka from the parsha of Gittin. And maybe that's shot in the Rambam. Okay, so just to sum up in 30 seconds what we said Gadol Meno Gavav. We said, Rashi said that who's providing the Gadol Meno Gavav? It is the... The Katan, according to the Rashba's Rebbe's, it is the Gadol, according to the Rambam, but just about whether you're B'nai Krisos or not. And that's how we understand everything. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful night. Sorry for going so far.
Abby, never apologize for giving over.
What?
Never apologize for giving over.
Thank you. Can somebody do me a favor? And get this back together.